racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Hi, and welcome to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. I'm Bob Bupka. So excited to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. He's better known as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Well, Jay, I only have one question to ask. How's the weather at Normandy?
Bob is one of my Facebook followers. I mean, my Facebook followers, and he saw that I get irritated from time to time when people call the golf course and just say, what's it doing out there? What do you think it's going to do in the next hour? And I finally had to tell everybody I'm not a weatherman. Actually, Bob, the weather's not good. Hopefully it gets better here in the Midwest. And we need a little rain, but a little rain. And it can move on any time, but hopefully smooth sailing the rest of the summer in the PGA when you and Janice will be here in St. Louis.
Yeah, of course, any inclement weather now, I would think, along the way of rain, will only help Belle Reve.
Absolutely. I think, you know, they want, one of the things, Bob, that people are worried about with Belle Reve is the scores that they'll shoot and how low they could go. And they need to keep that rough as a defense at Belle Reve. So, you know, hopefully it hasn't been a brutally hot summer. They are calling for the next week to heat up towards 100 degrees, but any good thing Belle Reve can get right now, that's what they're looking for.
Absolutely. You mentioned about going low. Why don't we move on to the Travelers Championship? Certainly a big win for Bubba Watson, and really a very stinging loss, Jay, for Paul Casey.
Boy, I had this one dialed in, I thought, from the get-go. I made Paul Casey my key guy on my DraftKings team. I just had a sense it was going to be a perfect week for him. He's up by four going into the final round. I'm counting my money. I'm looking at my screen, and it all changed in a matter of hours. And Bubba Watson came and took that thing. Surprising by Casey, not necessarily surprised. I'm more surprised by the Casey demise than the Bubba rally, but congratulations to Bubba. And Bob, it was just a couple of months ago when he was crying after getting that 10th victory. You know, this is a guy now that is considered one of the guys, top candidates for player of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. That was his third victory. Let's give a listen to what Bubba Watson had to say after his round.
Coming into the final round, again, I just tried to play for a position. So just trying to move up the leaderboard. I wasn't thinking about winning. I was thinking about just playing golf and trying to move up the leaderboard. Just trying to jockey for position, just trying to have a good round and have a good finish. And then in the back nine, when I made the putt on 15, is where I realized that I had a shot at it. You know, with the weather signs going up, I could see that the weather was going to come in, the wind started picking up. Knew it was going to be hard to make birdies. So I've figured that there's a way I could get one more. And that's what I did. I just hung on and had one on 18 to jump out there in, you know, one-shot lead, and made it tough on him to finish, or the other guys to finish as well.
You know, when you look at Bubba Watson's numbers, Jay, staggering. 2018 season, has made over $5 million, $41 million in his career, now ranked 13th in the world. Bubba Watson, a real talent.
Well, we talked about it when he got that 10th win earlier this year, coupled with the two majors. That's essentially right there, Hall of Fame. And now he's just continuing to add to that. And, Bob, you and I, you know, I'm telling you, you talk about a guy that really, you know, they say behind a lot of great men, there's a great lady. And I think Angie doesn't get enough credit for keeping this guy, you know, who can go all over the place. It's just kind of one of those kind of guys in check. And, I mean, when he's on, he's about as good as anybody. We've seen that.
Yeah, and he certainly does it in his style. And really happy you mentioned Angie, a former professional basketball player, but a real sweetheart of a person. And I couldn't agree with you more, Jay. She has done a lot to keep Bubba Watson grounded and focused. And, of course, as you alluded to, I would think if he hangs him up tomorrow, he's pretty much surefire, Hall of Fame, multiple wins, and two majors. You can't keep him out.
No, and I think he's not done. I mean, he's going to win another major championship. I firmly believe that. The one thing about him and his golf swing is he's very flexible. And he can hit all different kind of shots. And that's why when he's really on, I mean, he just flows. And you see these low numbers and you see these birdie barrages. He's not done by any means. And on that note, Bob, Watson has been so kind. And this was a big story right after the victory. He's donated $200,000. To the Travelers Tournament Primary Charity, which is the Hole in the Wall Gang, an organization founded by actor Paul Newman back in 1988 that provides a wonderful camp experience for children facing serious illness. It's a wonderful story, and what kind of guy Bubba is, and this was a really nice thing he's done.
You know, Angie, you mentioned her just a moment ago, and Bubba have adopted a couple of children, and their love and devotion of these children that are now under their care is absolutely incredible, and certainly no surprise to me that he would want to be part of the Hole in the Wall Gang camp, and kudos, a big grill room salute to Bubba Watson on that very huge act of generosity.
You know, Bob, we talked about the European Ryder Cup team last week on the show. Let's take a look at the current Ryder Cup standings on the U.S. side. Don't forget, it's coming up this September 25th to the 30th, just outside of Paris, France, which will be very interesting. Brooks Koepka, your two-time defending U.S. Open champion, heads the way, Bob, at number one. Then it's Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Justin Thomas, and with his win, Bubba moves up two spots to number five.
And Jordan Spieth is in number six, Ricky Fowler number seven, Bryson DeChambeau, we may talk about him a little later in the show, Webb Simpson, Phil Mickelson's in there, Matt Kuchar 11, and Brian Harman number 12. Now, I share some concern with those players that are on the outside looking in. They really want to get to Paris. They really want to be part of the Ryder Cup. My concern is that I got an eye on Jay Randolph Jr. Because if something happens and Jay Randolph Jr. is going to be in Paris and we're in Paris together, I don't know how much Ryder Cup we'll see, but I would guarantee you that Eiffel Tower will look mighty small.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fascinating Ryder Cup. Because I'll be curious the way in which the crowds are. I think for some of the U.S. guys, you still got some young guys, even though they've been in some Ryder Cups and team competitions. I mean, you still got kids in Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, and you look at DeChambeau. And this is still a little bit new to Koepka. So I think it's going to be a very difficult Ryder Cup for the U.S. side.
And, of course, the top eight point getters automatically on the team. Certainly we're going to have to keep on Tiger. He's currently 39th on that list. We have a couple of more majors coming up. I'm going to go out on a limb right here, Jay. I think I will be more surprised if Tiger is not playing than if he is competing at the Ryder Cup. I don't know how you sit on that one.
I think right now I coincide with your thought. We're going to talk about maybe how big this week is for that goal. As you're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, the Armed Forces Radio Network, Talk Sport 2. Tune in, Audio Boom, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, or just ask your smart speaker, Alexa, hey, Alexa, let me hear that Grill Room Golf Show, and you'll be connected. As I said, Bob, big week for Tiger. This is a tournament that you and I saw in the beginnings And it was almost like it was going to be part of that elite group of three or four tournaments that separate themselves from the rest. That hasn't maybe maintained itself, but it's still a big week for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, it really is. Of course, the sponsor of the Quicken Loans National, and it benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation, which directs money to college access programs, and of course the Earl Woods Scholarship Program. Kyle Stanley, the defending champion, you might remember, Jay, it was a one-hole playoff against Charles Howell last year, and Charles, you know, I've known him since day one. I've watched his entire career. Probably, it's hard for me to say because he's such a superhuman being. Has to be, his career at this juncture, certainly, to me, has to be labeled that he's underachieved.
Based on where he was coming out and the pedigree that he had, I don't think there's any question. I mean, this was a guy that was that CM, the can't miss, and we've been watching him all the way through the AJGA at Oklahoma State, playing as an amateur in pro tournaments. You know, you just said it, Bob, such a nice guy. You know, even though our game is filled with nice guys, most of the great players and most of the winners have had a little killer instinct in them and didn't mind you know, knocking you down sometimes. I don't know. I mean, he's got a world-class game. It's funny you mentioned it. I made my DraftKings team for this week, and he's on my team this week. So I'm trying to see him come back with another good event this year. Charles Howell III, you kind of just never know.
Yeah, you never know. And, of course, born and raised in Augusta, Georgia, someday, somehow, I would love to see a green jacket on Charles Howell. Let's take a look at some of the other players in the field. Tiger Woods, you alluded to it, Jay Randolph. A big week for Tiger. This is his final preparation leading into Carnoustie and the, you know, third major of the year.
Yeah, you wonder if this process is going to take a full year now. I think we maybe got a little bit ahead of ourselves leading into the Masters, which is understandable because we want to see him perform well. You got to feel like this is a decent chance for him. Now, again, it's not a congressional where he seemed to usually play well. It's in a redesigned PPC Potomac, which I don't know that he has seen. I'm sure he's played it, but it'll be interesting. Ricky Fowler made a big move in the final round last year. You kind of wonder if this is setting up for a big week for Ricky.
Well, if I were to tell you January 1st, we'd be closing in on July 1st, and Ricky Fowler would not have a victory on the PGA Tour, you probably wouldn't have believed me.
No, I wouldn't have. And I'll give you another guy, Mark Leishman. Runner-up at AT&T Byron Nelson, played decent last week, likes this golf course based on last year. Watch out for Bo Hostler. He's starting to play well. J.B. Holmes just kind of came out of nowhere last week. He made a huge jump in the FedEx Cup points all the way up to 50th. Watch out for Dynamite Jimmy Walker. But, Bob, this tournament doesn't have the cachet that it once did.
Well, it certainly has an outstanding player from Thailand. We can't leave him out, Jay.
No. We can't. Kiradesh is a very good player. Happy Barnrat is what his name. Happy Barnrat. You know what? The son of a gun doesn't look like he ought to be out there, but he finds a way to get it in a hole. I mean, he doesn't look like he should be part of any activity, but he gets it done.
Well, I would suspect if he showed up at the first tee of Normandy, you'd go grab your clubs and say, "Hey, listen, pal, I'll give you two aside," and you would walk off there, and you'd no longer have that, vertical groove driver in three wood. It would be in his bag. Other players that we got to keep an eye on, Kevin Tway. There's something about his game. Obviously, Jay has that pedigree. Bob Tway, a winner of a PGA championship, but he just seems to be lurking and seems to be like on cruise control. I think he has a wealth of talent.
he's going to find, there's going to be a week. It may not be this week, but it may be a little later this summer. And it's going to come together for Kevin, and he's either going to win or he's going to be close. He hits the ball so far that I think sometimes, you know, he's got to be careful and tone it down a little bit. But with that pedigree, like you said, Brillo, the 86 PGA champion, Bob Tway, you got to think he's going to be in the winner's circle soon. And you've got the young phenom, Joaquin Niemann, six PGA Tour starts since turning pro after the Masters, and he made three cuts. But all were top 10, so watch out for him.
Can you imagine? 19 years old, three top 10s already. Pretty impressive stuff.
Well, Bob, you mentioned it earlier in the show, Bryson DeChambeau, and in the last couple of days, there's been a lot of talk about his use of a compass on the golf course, and the word is that DeChambeau uses a compass to more accurately determine hole locations. Now, I will let you know that the USGA or the PGA Tour issued a statement says there is no precedent of use of a compass in this matter, not currently prohibited under the rules of golf. The Tour said the USGA is reviewing the matter with the Tour's feedback and is expected to make a ruling on it conformity of the rules soon. So they may even make a decision before they put it in the air on Thursday. Bob, you got any thoughts on this?
Well, as long as I've been around the PGA Tour, Jay, if I stand on the first tee and I say to each competitor, here, this is a compass, and you can use that during your round. It wouldn't be long before the straitjacket people were scooping me up and getting me out of there. I'm looking for you, Jay, to help me out here. I don't know how a compass is going to tell you. It's not a moving hole location, Bryson. I mean, they give you a hole location sheet that tells you exactly where it is. I mean, it's not Christopher Columbus coming over on the Mayflower.
This is overthinking. Oh, this is overthinking to the max. I mean, I'm just, you know, what's next? You know, are we going to have that Rodney Dangerfield putter from Caddyshack? I mean, this is crazy. And let him use the compass. I mean, here's the thing. It must make him think that he is getting a more accurate read. I think other players are going, what in the world? I can't imagine what Sam Snead would say to Bryson DeChambeau. I can't say it on the air. The other thing is, I mean, it used to be a time where a lot of these guys played needed a compass to find the golf course the next morning. I mean, this is just, maybe this is where we're going, but I think we got to be very careful along the way. We've done pretty good with making technology part of our game in terms of scoring and in terms of equipment and in terms of television coverage. But when it starts to get this way, I'm not sure, Bob. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I really don't know either. And actually, I'd love to have the opportunity, and maybe we'll make it a point when we get to Carnoustie to seek out Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
If the ruling hasn't come down, or, you know, and if it does come down, either way, I'd like to approach Bryson and say, you know, we have a lot of listeners that listen to Jay Randolph Jr. On the Grill Room show, and I'm part of that show. Bryson, can you explain to us in your terms why a compass helps you locate the holes better than the hole location sheet? So we'll make it a point. We'll keep that in the back of our mind. I think our listeners would really be interested in that.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.